Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I will tell you this, though. Saturday, I'm going to be locked in because you got Ohio State and Penn State going in. You know, at one point, it felt like that game was going to be absolutely off the hook, gigantic. It's kind of simmered down, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a little smaller than we thought, you know, given the situation at Penn State. Still a big game, still, I think, a dangerous game for the Buckeyes, to be quite honest, only because, you know, Penn State's still got a roster loaded with talent. Those kids would like nothing more than to wreck Ohio State's season, not wreck it, but at least, you know, get them. You know, Franklin's not there, so
no.
That kind of scares me, too, because they've been, you know, I think it's 9 straight wins over them with him at the helm. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I wanted to ask you, too, do you like the noon kickoff?
Not really.
No. I like 3:30 better.
I mean, it's so I've got some Ohio State postgame responsibility, and I like, even though it's late, I like night games. I like games that start at 8 o'clock. I like that Saturday
that
night
atmosphere.
Feel.
Yeah,
yeah. There's just something to it. I don't know if it's great for the Columbus Police Department on Saturday nights when they play those games, but yeah. I'm not a huge fan of that of the. I don't know. I don't know why either.
I like getting up, having the game right there, like get my workout in from 10 to 11:30.
I like the CBS game at 3:30. I'm not going to lie.
That's a good one.
I mean, I feel like that.
Especially because Danielson's usually doing it, right?
So, yeah. It's just a comffortable time to watch college football.
You've settled in for the day. You got your stuff done. Yeah,
and if you want to do anything in the morning, you want to go to breakfast or something. And then the other thing, too, is like when you're involved in high school football in the early fall, you know, sometimes you want to go watch a JV game on Saturday morning.
Good point.
And so you go watch those games, and then you're like, okay. And then a lot of times, though, those are sometimes they're close to ending around noon, and then you end up trickling into watching the noon kickoff. But I just think we're so used to and comfortable with the NFL and 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe you got the late afternoon game in the NFL. But on Saturdays, it's just. What I don't like is the fact you have to find out when Ohio State plays 2 weeks before. Like, can we please just lock it in?
It's hard on the fans, you know. It's hard on people that have tickets. It's hard on everybody, right? I remember my aunt and uncle had Buckeye season tickets for 50 plus years, and that was my uncle's weekly rub was like, you know, I don't know how to plan our weekends out, and especially when you get a little older and you're retired or whatever, and you're trying to. And it's actually tougher for people that are working and have family and other obligations. So, yeah, it ain't easy. So, yeah, I'll be locked in on Saturday.
Yes.
So I do think, and I was thinking about this morning, too, and I just kind of refreshed my memory. Like, you've got Jim Knowles, who was at Ohio State, who's now defensive coordinator at Penn State, and Matt Patricia. Like, I don't think we ever watched him smile like this when he was in the NFL. I don't ever remember seeing him this happy. And by the way, those guys on the Ohio State defensive side of the ball are just lights out. And I don't know, maybe they're going to hit a team that's going to be able to make them bend a little bit more. But that OSU defense, they've given up four. I don't even think they've given up a first quarter touchdown all year. They've only given up.
I don't think it's a first half touchdown.
Is it a first half?
I think they're the only team in the country. Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. They've given up four touchdowns all season long.
Yeah, it's comparable stat wise to the 1973 Buckeye team that gave up 43 points during the regular season and then 21 in the Rose Bowl. So I was talking to Anthony Lima about that earlier today, doing a little Buckeye history. So yeah, it's been great. It's interesting the way Patricia has been using that. I mean, he's smiling a lot, Andy, because he's got five-star talent just about at every position.
Well, I think the offenses, no matter who they're playing, can't figure out the defense because they come up to the line with one look and it's nothing what they expected it to be. And, you know, Texas was talking about that in the beginning of the year.
He's running those NFL schemes that teams are not used to seeing. Well, and he's got in this linebacking core with Reese and Styles, two guys that can run sideline to sideline with anybody, that can cover any tight end, and then you bring them up on the line and have them blitz occasionally. Like, you've really got a lot to work with. And in Caleb Downs, let's be honest, you got a guy that can basically play three positions almost on one play, right?
Yeah,
you can have, right? You have him at the safety spot, you have him creep up into almost a linebacker spot, and then you can bring him on the edge and bring him off of one of those defensive ends on a blitz. So they've got it all. I think it's been what interesting to me too, Andy, is the way that they have, rather than rush the quarterback, they really like to contain the quarterback, right? And then they use Reese or Styles to kind of spy the quarterback. So yeah, like they did it against several teams early in the season, especially with Arch Manning, who...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Really had no idea what was coming at him.
None.
And they took away his ability to run, to get out of scrambles, whatever. And then they dial up the pressure when they feel like it's that time of the game. So I think you're seeing Matt Patricia smile because he's got so much to work with there.
Yeah, Mike Lombardi, and I know this is a weird saying, and it seems weird here, but you know, he's at North Carolina now. And, you know, he's at the Browns. We all know everything and all those things. He said something super interesting, though, in the beginning of the year about being in this general manager position in college. And I think he was comparing the NFL draft to the way you get players in college. And he's like, in the NFL draft, you get 7 picks. And if you're wrong, it doesn't matter what round it is. It hurts, and it hurts really, really bad.
Because of the size of the roster.
Yeah.
Because of the,
yeah. And in college, say you have a 5-star recruit who might be like equal to a 1st-round draft pick in some ways, if you want to look at it that way. And if that 5-star recruit turns you down or wants to go play for somebody else, you just go out and find another 5-star recruit. And I found that comparison like really interesting as we look at college football. And you were talking about all these coaches getting fired, but the way to build a college football team now is just so different than it was, I don't know, 5 years ago, even 10 years ago. And you know, Ohio State...
Or a year ago.
Yeah, or even a year ago. I mean, look at Ohio State's roster right now. Yes, I mean, I love the wide receivers. They were all here last year, but I mean, Julian Sain was watching from the sidelines last year, and you know, you brought in Howard for a year last year, and then all of a sudden, people look at him as in Buckeye lore now as one of the greatest, or one of the best Ohio State quarterbacks, you know, to lead a team to a national championship, but yet his career really wasn't Ohio State.
No,
Joe Burrow, right?
State, Joe Burrow,
same thing, and so
I know.
Like, it's the, is it loyalty? Is it?
No, it's just a different world.
I don't blame them for not.
No.
I'm telling you, if it was my kid and he wasn't playing, I'd want him to go somewhere where he can play.
And to your point, aren't we tracking towards Julian saying facing Alabama for the national championship? It's got to happen, right? I mean, that's the best story.
The other part of Ohio State's story for me is, and I think Browns Buckeye fans get this. You watch this display of wide receivers on Sunday that is just so difficult to swallow the fact that you can't get guys wide open, and yet Carnell Tate is the number two wide receiver for Ohio State, and if you put a ball anywhere within 5 feet of him, he's able to get it. And by the way, you know, you've got Tate and Jeremiah Smith, who people want to argue is the best wide receiver in the country. And my favorite wide receiver isn't even one of those two guys. It's Brandon Innes.
I like him a lot, by the way.
Who's totally underused, how can you say that when you've got two of the best wide receivers in the country?
Underused up until now. I thought, and I have said it going into their last game, was that I thought we would see more of him, and you started to see more of him. A little bit of jet sweep, a little bit of, you know, getting the ball quickly, that kind of thing, because that's what's going to be opened up, because defenses are going to obviously try to take away or go shadow, however you want to defend him. They're going to try to take away Smith, which you can't do. And to your point, that leaves Tate wide open. So then Day's got the luxury of going with option number three, a wide receiver. And oh, by the way, they also have one of the best tight ends in the country as well. So
not just one. They have like four great tight ends on that team.
It's an embarrassment of riches. It really is. And to your point, and kudos to you for thinking that Bo Jackson would get the run that he's getting this year, pardon the pun. He's developed.
I couldn't believe he didn't play in the Texas game. And it's nothing against Peoples, who, by the way, his dad was a quarterback at Cleveland Heights. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, no, okay.
He grew up in San Antonio, but his dad grew up here, and then he ended up coming back up to Ohio. But
gotcha.
It's just like... I couldn't believe that they didn't play Bo in the Texas game, and I'm like, what is going on here?
I think they just felt maybe we don't know.
Maybe he was a freshman. Maybe I get it.
They may have felt the stage was too big, what have you.
Well, I also think that Ryan Day has a sense of loyalty, too, because, you know, Peoples and Donaldson were right there, and I remember talking to Antonio Pittman, right after that first game, and I'm like, Antonio, man, where was Bo today? Like, why didn't he step on the field? And Antonio said back to me, because I thought I was being kind of a Cleveland homer after seeing Bo play in high school for Jeff Rotsky over at VASJ. And I was like, all right, maybe I'm just being a homer on this thing. And Pittman was like, and Pittman said it to me first. He was like, where's Bo Jackson? And I'm like, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Well, now that we've seen him, keep him out there, right?
Oh,
Lamar Bo Jackson, give him the ball as much as you can. He's been great, and I like the way that they got like a rotation of three right now, and then actually they used that West kid.
Yeah, he went back.
Who we hadn't seen any more of. So the depth that they have, and to your point too about loyalty, Andy, that's another thing that these coaches have to show now to these kids, because
otherwise they lose them at the end of the year.
There you go. Right,
you're constantly having to recruit your own kids.
Absolutely,
and I think is just really, really hard. For college football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.